Schedule TO. This is Brock.
And this is John.
So, Schedule TO, TO standing for tender offer, an SEC type of SEC fine. What exactly is that?
Yep, it's the form you use. You file with the SEC if you want to do a tender offer. You sort of use it as a wraparound. You draft an offer to purchase, and related materials that get sent out as part of your tender offer. And you know, this is sort of the form that goes on top of it. You file those things as an exhibit, and there are line items in Schedule TO, and you answer most of them. Some of them you can just answer on the form, but a lot of them you just will refer to specific pages in the offer to purchase that's attached as an exhibit that include the responsive disclosures under Regulation MA or wherever else they point you. So the disclosures are similar to what you would see in a merger proxy about negotiations between the parties, the terms of any proposed merger that's out there, but there's also detailed information in the tender offer document concerning the terms of the offer itself, the financing for it, the background to it, and the plans of the offeree once the offer is completed. It's a pretty detailed document, like anything else that you'd file with the SEC in connection with a transaction.
And how long does it take to prepare one? Generally,
it takes a fair amount of time. I mean, work expands to fill the time available, right? I mean, it's a pretty detailed document. And there's always time pressure, though, because if you are working on your merger agreement, you want to get this thing on file as soon after you have that finalized as possible. Remember, your reason you do tender offers is for speed. So getting the Schedule TO out there and getting your offer moving is very important. So it's tend to be a lot of time pressure on these type of things. It's a detailed document. There are all sorts of pieces of ancillary paperwork that have to get prepared as well, like letters of transmittal, instructions, notices of guaranteed delivery, summary advertisements, all that type of stuff. So a lot of times as you get down the path of a merger agreement, you'll be on a parallel path preparing the TO, so you're in a situation, you're prepared to file it as soon after you're done with the merger agreement as possible.
So. And typically, you think 1 or 2 weeks, or maybe even shorter than that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not drafting from whole cloth on these things. The tough sections are the ones that are describing your deal specifically and any terms that are specific. But there are tons of samples out there of, you know, structurally you can get a lot of the boilerplate built in there. So you know you can pull these together in less than a week if you really hustle. It's a major undertaking. It all depends on how much resources you want to throw at it.
And are they prepared by committee? Who would?
Yeah, I think every major SEC filing is, as you know, Brock. There's typically a main draft person who is sort of responsible for producing the document and inputting all the changes. But there are a lot of cooks in any SEC disclosure document. As I said, some of the sections are boilerplate, but others, like the one that's describing the background of the deal and the contacts between the parties, those are fairly extensive and sensitive. I mean, those are the things that the plaintiffs look at. And if you're doing a friendly deal, you're going to need to coordinate those with the target, because the target's got its own disclosure document that's going to be filed, the Schedule 14D9, which the SEC requires to be filed before the target can make a recommendation for the deal. Now, it typically would have, the rules say you have 10 business days for the target to get that on file. And if you're doing a hostile deal, the target will take every bit of those to get that done typically. But if you're doing a negotiated tender offer as part of a merger where the tender offer's on the front end of it, the custom is to have those filed simultaneously. So you've got the offer going out there, and you have the seller's board's recommendation going out there at exactly the same time. These disclosures, as I said, they're sensitive. Plaintiffs look at them. I talked about hostile bids. If it's a hostile bid, these are even more sensitive because this is where you get a lot of the he said, she said between the party that gets played out in filings, in investor communications if you're fighting, not to mention pleadings if there's lawsuits filed between the parties to a hostile deal. So, yeah, there are the, a lot of cooks in the mix here for this document, particularly for the sections that that deal with the deal-specific disclosure issues.
And what's the junior's role with these things typically?
Depending on how junior you are, you may be helping the more senior person, probably preparing the first drafts of the ancillary documents. There are one of the things about the tender offers is the paper is just amazing because you have the offer to purchase, and then you've got this letter of transmittal document that's got all this back office gibberish in there about your share certificates and everything, and then there are these strange notices of guaranteed delivery and just all sorts of ancillary paperwork that needs to get done, and that tends to get dropped down to the junior person pretty quickly. So even if you're first or second year lawyer, you can count on having a hand in preparing those documents for the deal. If you're a little more senior, you might be the go-to person on the schedule TO and the offer to purchase as well.
So, and then I know once these are filed with the SEC, it's the Division of Corporation Finance that is the regulator, the division within the SEC that looks at these things, and then there's an Office of Mergers and Acquisitions within that division. How does this office review them?
Well, they go to the top of the pile. Most times people who've done M&A or done finance are used to you file your registration statement and you wait for the SEC to comment on it. Or you file your proxy statement and you got to wait at least 10 days and then the SEC calls you and they're going to review it. And so you typically will sit there and wait for the SEC to review and give you comments on that. And there's a back and forth process, and then ultimately when you've cleared comments, you'll get on with your deal. Well, it doesn't work that way at all with a tender offer. These things get reviewed in real time. The rules require you to start accepting tenders as soon as you launch, and you're allowed to close your tender offer 20 business days later. I haven't done a ton of tender offers myself. I've done a handful of them, and I think, frankly, there were many for several years for reasons we can get into at another time. There weren't a lot of them done because of some legal questions about some issues under SEC rules that could have some really negative economic consequences, depending on how courts interpreted them. But those have been fixed, so they've happened more. But generally, when I've done these deals, I've gotten comments around 10 days after the filing, and you respond pretty quickly. And you can, if they're material, you may revise, you may extend your offer for a few days to get them disseminated. But it is the SEC will comment in real time in this situation, and you can find yourself able to close your tender offer a month after you started it.
Good stuff. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.